Schools around the country are starting to reopen, and in many cases, not without controversy. In Metro Atlanta, public schools are starting their year remotely. That upsets some parents who want the option of sending their kids back to the classroom. WABE's Martha Dalton reports.
These parents aren't happy that schools are reopening virtually this year. Their concerns are pretty common. How will working parents oversee remote learning? What about kids with special needs? Chrissy Feisner is a parent and a nurse.
How many kids right now are not getting what they deserve, are not getting what they need? They're falling through the cracks. Nobody is tracking them. Who's speaking for these kids?
We are. We're going to speak for these kids.
Many Metro Atlanta districts say they'll phase in face-to-face learning when it's safe to do so, maybe even in a few weeks if COVID cases drop. But at the beginning of the summer, those same districts said families would have a choice in the fall, and the families here want them to stick to that.
We all have health concerns. I'm self-employed. I don't want to be out and about in this kind of environment, but the reality of it is we can't stop life. Life continues to go on.
This dad didn't want to give his name because the issue has become so polarized.
There's so much backlash going on with everything. The country's become so divisive.
What parents, teachers, and really everyone seem to agree on is that it's best for kids to be back in school. But they disagree on whether it's safe to send kids back to classrooms. Sarah Davis is a teacher whose daughter will start kindergarten online this year. As much as she'd like her daughter to meet her class in person, Davis says it doesn't seem practical.
When we heard the CDC's recommendations, it just felt, I won't say impossible, it just felt unlikely to be able to maintain those safety precautions and also navigate teaching the way we've all known to teach.
Some of those recommendations include limiting the number of students in classrooms and buses. School district officials have said another factor in deciding whether to offer in-person learning were the questions they couldn't answer. Can we mandate masks? If we can, how do we enforce it?
My son, when we go into the store, the funniest thing for him to do is to take the mask off and fling it at me.
Clintisha Fleming's son is 4 years old. He's starting pre-kindergarten virtually this year. She and her husband work from home. Even though Fleming thinks starting the year remotely is the right thing to do, she hopes her son won't have to do it all year.
He needs to interact with other children his age, and he needs to learn that there are other authority figures that have to tell you what to do.
Some parents have had to make tough choices. That's the case for Olivia Henderson, a single mom who doesn't have the flexibility to work from home.
The school is actually offered for essential workers and people who work full-time outside of the home. They have some very small groups that can go to the school. It's an additional cost. I was able to get my son to that program.
Henderson's grateful her son's school offers an alternative, but it's tough financially.
I barely make any money. Like, I'm literally, there's no money left at all. Like, I'm maxing credit cards out just to cover like essentials at this point.
Some Metro Atlanta districts that have resumed in-person learning have already reported cases of COVID-19. Students in two counties tested positive for the virus the first week of classes. For Here and Now, I'm Martha Dalton.